I'm not sure this chart is accurate. One second. I know what he said. The Rambam, the Rambam, after it became an ochel, it's mutter because it's considered meikara, or like meikara. I might have changed over here, that's the problem. He makes a change in the middle about this Nakuda. He's saying as follows, basically. He's saying that if this is considered a car of Isvara, and it was, it's considered like, more like a car. Except the Seagull, I might have changed over here, that's the problem. Makes a change in the middle about this Nakuda. He's saying as follows, basically. He's saying that if this is considered a car of Isvara, and it was, it's considered like dirt, the most important thing on the Shimon, Srucha may call out Tzorach Kral. You see that over here? The Tosus quote that? Mem Dara Lemon Bangs? Maybe they didn't quote it. Laura says, that's the one about the Zohar of Psalm of Zion and the base. Saruach Meikara, called Rabbi Meir, that's when any royal gear is going on. Saruach Meikara. No. So called Rabbi Shimon. How does he know that any royal gear applies even if it's not Saruach Meikara? So I believe the Gemara answers, quote Rabbi Shimon says, Saruach Meikara, lo tzarach kro. One second. Rabbi Meir Ahud is Samachesim and Al, the top line. Rabbi Meir Ahud Ahud is Srucha Meikor. Rabbi Shimon, Srucha Meikor and Srucha Miuta. Af Rabbi Almo. Again the expression, Af Rabbi Almo. So the Rambam holds that the line is over here. All of this, again, according to this, this is Srucha Meikor. It doesn't even need a pasuk. According to, it's called Rabbi Shimon, by the way. In the apostle. All is Akra Bial. So where did the apostle for? Here. Here the apostle which is called what? Ain't a royal gear. Right? But according to Shimon, not according to every man. A man that denies all premise. A man required the apostle to through the man come. You with me? Oh. So now let's see how it proceeds. I hope you're following me. Right in the chart down, the other chazer. I think I have something to do. According to Rabbi Shimon, Srucha de Meikar la Tzorach Kro. Doesn't need a Kro. And what does it mean, Srucha de Meikar, going to the Rambam? As long, either if it's literally disgusting from the very beginning of it exists before it became even food, or even if it was food, but it hasn't become an Easter or Tumah yet, I still consider it to be Srucha Meikara, and there was nothing. Gosh. The changes and some of the niceties. That's part of the problem. I can't explain it to you clearly because he backs out a little bit at the end. But let's go first. Let's go slow. He's not agreeing. He's just explaining the sheet. He's not telling you one sheet is right or one sheet is wrong. According to Rabbi Meir, what does he hold? The pasuk is even a Srucha Meikara. It's not an Afra B'Alma. It's not an Afra B'Alma. Therefore, if it's not Afra B'Alma, so Rabbi Meir would hold Pasha Ipshas Mekabel Tumah. You know why? Because the only started according to Rabbi Meir. This is Afra B'Yam according to Rabbi Shimon. Holds Afra B'Yam. Rabbi Meir holds this is because of what? Ain't a royal again. Not to me, no. If it's royal the sake. If it's royal the sake, then it's not for that chart. It's a connection with two charts. It's royal the sake. So what's it in? If it's based upon ain't a royal agar. So it's royal agar, particularly. If it's based upon opera reality, then it's nothing. So what is it in fact? Oh, so it depends. called like a Mimeir, Bethany Royal Gair. So therefore it's Royal Tikkun. So therefore, it's not a Tanakh of Yom. But according to Rabbi Shimon, if it's a Ruach Meikara, then it's Afar Bialma.
That's the Kudus of Machlok of these places. Let's read it again. I'll read it to you inside. Look what he says. This is Phallus. Listen. He says, Kevash and Ipsum Achilas is page Chavgav, column 2. Kevash and Ipsum Achilas by the 10th line. Kevash and Ipsum Achilas Adam Tonish Achala Batumah Bepoel, Lo Yorad Olof Tumah. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam disagrees. The Rabbi says, no, Srucha may call it Tzarech Kwa, it's true. That's only when, in the first category, where it was Tzarech before it ever became a food in the first place, before it became Tomei in the first place. Okay? This is the Machlokos between the Rambam and the Rabbi. Where do you draw the line? When is it Afra B'Alma? Is it Afra B'Alma here? This is the Rambam. And according to the Rabbi, what is it after Bialma? Bialma only where? Here. Only here. Where what? Where it's made karamabash before it became a food. Then Rav Shimon said it's after Bialma. Only here. Here he didn't say it's after Bialma because she was a writer. Not only that, Rav Chaim is a gevaldig of shak. And the machlokas, the Rambam, we discussed it last week a little bit. And the machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rambam of the Tumah is connected with the machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rambam of the Chavetz. We discussed it last week. Remember, we had the case of Malukash and Yisrochah, Nitzchol, the Sof, the Schamtz, the Schamtz, the Sof, Yisrochah. He quotes over here that the Rambam and the Rambam of the machlokas, the Chavetz, the Matzah, Perik, Dal, Alok, Yud, Al, Malukash and Yisrochah, Eino Tzorach Levar, says the Rabbi, that Yerushalmi is what? This is from the Sof Neschamta. Says the Chaim Ha'ar, the Rabbi is the Shittos. The Rabbi is not that Srucha Meikara is what? It's called the Mashiach of the Torah's Tumah. So Srucha Meikara is only this from the Sof Neschamta. Therefore what? There's no need to burn it. But the Rambam learned that Srucha Meikara means before this piece of Tumah, before the Tumah Salonim, Soku before Pesach. It's considered to be the equivalent of Srucha Meikara. You don't have to get rid of it. So the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rabbi, Nisrach Kodem HaPesach. This is what Chaim Ha'ar's Kiddush. That Achashe Nesar HaNitmo. Right? Achashe Nesar HaNitmo. What's the name? Before it became... Achashe Nesar before this of the Nitma. So the Rambam is also called Seruach Meikara. And therefore, what's the two things emerge? What two things emerge for the Rambam? It's considered, it's pain of the Kabbal Tumah. Pain of the Kabbal Tumah. What else comes for the Rambam? What's the name of the Kabbal Tumah? Rambam, pain of the Kabbal Tumah. And what else for the Rambam? He says, no. No, ain't Tzarech Levar Pesach. Why? Because this happened before Pesach started. With according to the Rabbi, two things followed. The Rabbi said it's a Kabbal Tumah. And what else? It's Tzarech Levar Pesach. But even though it became what? Nisrach before Pesach. Too bad. It was already a food. So the Rambam and the Rabbi only Shittos in two places, the Kabbalah Chaim Ha'ar, as it says. And it was Chomet Tumah to Perek Dal Alech Yud Aleph, and it was Tumah Zoch with Perek Beit Alech Yud Dal, I think it is. Two different Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rabbi only Shittos. If something started off as a food and became ruined before Pesach, or before it became Tumah, is that called Seruach Meikara now? The Rambam says, yes, and the Rabbi says, no. And it's Hobah HaTalia. The next case, if it already became Osir and then it was Nitma, if it already was Nitma, that's more common. That's much more common. Right. So the question of the Rambam seems to say, by pas she'ipsho, and it's royal achilas kelev, the Rambam writes that it's eino. The Rambam seems to hold that eino mekabel tumah. But the Gemara says mekabel tumah. Gevalt, how can that be? The answer is exactly here. This is it. It's Ipsha, either before Pesach or before it became Tumah. Pasuk is just a restatement of this box. The restatement of the box. So according to the Rambam, the fee, Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be in a couple of Tumah, but it's still a bar. But according to Rabbi Meir, it's going to be Osir in the Kabbalah Tumah. Even Rabbi agrees to this. And therefore, Rabbi Meir asks, and we pass it as mutter. So that's what the Gemara is against the Rambam, Shorts against the Rambam. The Mishnah against the Rambam, Shorts against the Rambam. Because the Mishnah of Rabbi Meir, the Brice of Rabbi Meir, we pass like a Shimon. In this middle category, or where it became Ipsha or Nisracha, after it became a fool. So according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, it's Ein of a Kabbal Tumah, Ein Tzarech Levar, is considered to be Saruch Meikara. According to what Rabbi Meir, it's not called Saruch Meikara. Saruch Meikara, Saruch Krabi, I guess he revises it. It's like he's getting a little confused because the Rav Chaim Arzin revises it a little bit in Sivkot Yud. That's why I want to get to the final line today. Let me give you 3 minutes to explain what I want to add. He said, the Rambam never mentions that a pas she ipsha is trevis in matmeya. You know why? It's not tummy. That's why. And a kabbal too. What do you mean trevis in matmeya? It's not tummy. You can't burn it. You can't touch it. It's tar. This is as follows. The Rambam is true. There's a problem. The Rambam quotes a pasuk by Srucha Meikara. Asher Yeochel, Asher Yishos, and Aram and Perth Beis, and Ephesumas all quotes a pasuk. So what do you mean? The only the pasuk? He says, no. Sarucha, Saruach, Mitchilas Havayoso doesn't need a pasuk. Saruach, Mitchilas Havayoso doesn't need a pasuk. That's what Rav Chaim Arzin keeps changing a little bit. This doesn't need a pasuk. This column does not need a pasuk. The other svar, this column does not need a pasuk. This column does need a pasuk. Wait a minute. Once the column is a pasuk, so now we're back to the original problem from before. Before we said it's your kasha. Before we said, of course, we said it's your Rambam. It's nifsal and hilas adam. And it's what? So what did we say before? It's nifsal and hilas adam. We said it's aser. We tell it's mutter. What's the difference? All of this said before is based upon the pasuk of Eina World Agair. And if this is Achilas Kelev, it's based on the svara of Achra Mi'alma. And if it's Achra Mi'alma, then even though it's going to come back again, it's almost not Omer Lekap, it's only Roar Lekap, it should be Mutter. That's what Chaim Arzin explains. Fine. So now the Rambam says the Tran Rambam as follows. The Rambam holds like this. It's Afra B'Avu without any pasuk. If it's E.F. Shalasake, it can't be fixed up. But if it can be fixed up, then it's different. This is what Rav Chaim Arzin says in Siv Kotn Yud and Yud Aleph, where he revises a little bit what he said. That's why, again, I couldn't say with certainty, but he starts to change a little bit. And I'll ask you to look, if you don't mind, on your own. I don't want to talk about it anymore because these guys are lost. So you look a little bit at the Ma'amar Thomas, you read it out, you see how he revises it, if you can figure it out. I want to now move. We'll try to come back tomorrow if you can figure it out. I want to move a little bit, yes?
Why
because all of the bishop based on a pasuk. But Meir says the pasuk of Eina Rola Gengol of Tzuchameh Kara.
But you're equating both
of
them together.
Why should what?
Why should the first occasion be Mutar? Why? Why do you say that?
And he says that because of
Sruchim Eikara. No. Sruchim Eikara Misvara is only this Kabbalah. This is only this Kabbalah Misvara. This is the Pasuk. But the Pasuk goes in this, according to from Shimon holds like this. This is Misvara. What around? This is Misvara. Right? This is Misvara. And this is Mikro. Pull it around. Right? Pull it Mimeir. This is Mikro. Right? And therefore, this is in fact no Pasuk left. So therefore, Pasuk Kabbalah Tumah. It's not some Chaim that sets it up. Here's the big machlokes. Srucha Meikorum, Mamash Meikorum. Did you know that on your own as Afra Bialma, or would you not know that on your own? Chodem Shimi know it on your own, Chodem Shimi you wouldn't know it on your own. Now we move over here. Now it became Srucha after Rehya Ben Afu. So according to Rehya Ben Afu, it's a Pasuk Asher Yochav Asher Yishah, said? And according to Rehya Ben Afu, there's no Pasuk left, this is the Pasuk. And it was again, etc. No, Srucha Meikorum is Mutter, he said. No, not Kabbalah Mutter. No, it's not exactly. That's where Chaimah has to play a little bit. It's treated as Meikara, but only based on the Pasuk. That's the difference. This is Meikara based on Svara, this is Meikara based on the Pasuk, and this is not Meikara. So therefore, I really feel like this is not quite correct. What's this at? That's for sure. I might have a little, that's part of the confusion here. I made a little mistake in this. Because part ship, I realize, is this part, not this part.
And then according to the writer, what's the machlokes
He doesn't hold to this whole part of the writer. Also says it's still wrong. What's not happening to the Rambam? The writer holds, no. The writer holds, part ship proves that it's, what's the matter? I don't know what you're saying. No, I'm trying to think about it. It's mutter, but the kabbalah. That's all we have to know. It's not mutter a bit. It's very difficult. It's mutter. Gosh, it's mutter la kilo. Vadayin tum. That's how it works. Mutter vadayin tum. That's the part. Mutter la kilo. Why? Exeris a custom of an ain't a real gear. But that ain't a real gear. One second. Trying to do a little bit of revision over here. I'm trying to revise this chart. I'm going to write it over better. You got a picture of how complicated it is, and you'll have to write it over better for tomorrow. Now I want to say one more thing in the few minutes remaining. That's very important. After this long, long tshuva is over, it's very long, Rav Chaim Weiss is as follows. This is sort of the bottom line of the tshuva that I want to get to. Try to see if we can figure it out for tomorrow, kind of pick up the pieces. Okay? Like this. Just give me a minute, a few minutes. If it's Nipsal Mikelev, it's Afra Bialma. And then even if it's Royal Isaac hanging off the burning, that's Pash Yipsha. Not meant for that. Nipsal Mi Oda before Pesach, he says. If it's Nipsal Oda before Pesach, we don't say it's Nisrach Mei Koro, which is like Nipsal Mikelev according to Rabbi Shimon. Because it was Chomet before Pesach, it's not Tzeruch Mei Koro. Rau, what is it? If it's Efshel Lishtogel L'chameya, it's going to be Asur. So, a Pad She'ipshel, that's Al Gemara. Pad She'ipshel V'Efshel Lishtogel L'chameya, then it's going to be Asur, because it could be undone. It could be undone. So again, hold on a second. Bottom line. let's leave that statement out. What do you do with the gelatin? This is rather related to the gelatin, this whole thing. You'll see if you look at the tshuva on gelatin, which is a very short one. That you're going to understand very well. That's going to be tomorrow. That's easy. That really is easy. He makes a reference back to this tshuva. That's going to be the whole problem. The A says, Kamosha Rachni Mechelet Beis Siminah. No one ever looks at this tshuva. Everyone just looks at the tshuva on gelatin. They say, yeah, blah, 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 blah. No wonder they don't look at the tshuva. You can't figure it out. It's complicated. If there's a city, you have to go over it again. So, when it comes to gelatin, Rav Chaim Arizal says, here too with the citron zots, what does he say? If it's nivka mikelev, even though it's efshel the sake and it's mutter, as long as it's not omed lekach. Not omed lekach. That's the katzur's word when it comes to the citron zots. That's the bottom line. I asked you to look at the end. V'noshe ala mechuba. V'yibidin she'er aror l'geyesh l'odim b'zeh. You can clear a shayla. Maybe or maybe not. I had a ticket as kosher for all the gear. Ava v'nifso mechilas kelev, that we can afra v'yalma, then forget it. Lo amina b'zeh keva shef shel takein. V'ika tolei v'nemu omer l'ka. O ein omer l'ka. That's between sa'or and pashim. So this is all go back to what we said at the beginning. And therefore, bottom line, shmorim an esol mechilas kelev, dafka, im omer l'mim yuchod in l'hamer l'iso, kosher v'okel. But it's not omer l'ka, even if efshel l'sakein, poka isura. And therefore, he says the mitzah keva, or the chemical things that are done with nifsal machilas kelev, even if it's royal as tikkun, hechadena omer l'kach mitchila, and emphasize the word mitchila, nifka isura, mitchila. It has to be meant for that from the very beginning. I'm not sure the word mitchila means, I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to gelatin, Rav Chaim always makes a reference to this truth. So apparently Rav Chaim always is learning. In the case of gelatin, even though these bones, whatever they take to make the gelatin, is sitting there waiting to be processed in the laboratory to make gelatin, it's apparently considered to be not omer l'kach. I don't understand that. About it's omer l'kach. That's what I have it there in the laboratory. So apparently, the key word is the word mitchila. That's the most important word in the Shuva. Page 54, that word there, the first paragraph there. Mitchila. Mitchila. I guess so. Both are made to be thrown out. I guess that's what he probably means. So Rav Chaim is in the last line. You take something to come nifsal me'achila, even though they could use chemical processes to undo it. Nevertheless, it can be made. And on this basis, matan is gelatin. And there are some rabbanim to this day, both in Eretz Yisrael and even in America, who are giving kasher on gelatin, based on the tshuva of Chaim Arizal. I was told Rav Chaim Arizal backed out from the tshuva on gelatin. I'm trying to research that now. So I'm very sorry for confusing you a little bit at the end of the shiur with all the cheshbonos. If we can reconstruct the chart properly, we will. I'd also like your help in figuring out for me the sitkot yud aleph, the parts that I asked you to look at. Seems to be a little bit complicated, and I can use some extra help on that as well. Okay, we got the general throw. So, I'll try to make the chart now. Okay, before we begin, I think the following comment is in order. Yesterday we spent quite a bit of time on the Tshuva Zakiyezer, and I think that the Tshuva Zakiyezer is important as an object lesson, not just for what he says, which is of course important, we'll be discussing some of it today, but also to teach you a lesson about the importance of Talmud Torah. We're coming approaching fast approaching Shavuos, exactly 2 more weeks to the Yotzev of Shavuos. It's important that we give a little bit of an introduction to the Shia today. What's noteworthy about the Tshuva Zakiyezer is that he establishes 2 major theses, establishing proofs to these theses and establishing an entire complex understanding of 2 specific matters. And then each one of them runs afoul of a significant piece of information, whether it be a Rambam or a Gemara, whatever it may be, and Rav Chaim Arizal does is simply rip them up. says what I said before was wrong. So there's two lessons to be learned from the methodology of Rav Chaim Weizer, which are both very important for every Talmud and every yeshiva. And I'm not sure whether the rest of Talmidim are today. Maybe they're too busy with other things to think about the importance of Talmud Torah and Shavuos. Now that's a problem unto itself. We'll have to, but I will preach to the committee, for those who are here. Those who are not, get the message. And that is, number one, if a person says something and he finds that it's incorrect, he has to back out. Shame shekibalti schar al ha-drisha, the Gemara Pesachim. Ha-ha kados ha-la frisha. Remember that Gemara? There will be blank faces again. I don't like blank faces. Good, open the Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim. Chof Beis and Medeis. Well, I may have told you this once before this year, maybe not. The Gemara said, Rabbi, once before I told it to you? I don't remember. It says, Rabbi Shimon Amsoner Dorish Kol Esa Shem Torah. Kevin Shigil Esa Shem Elokei HaPirish, which is Dvarav Yud. Pirish. Why Pirish? Because what can he do? Every Es Deriva, what Es Hashem Elokeinu Tiro? It's only Hashem, what can it possibly be Marva? What about the Zorah? I believe the Son of God has to show. What can it be Marva? So he backed out. He had a whole theory. Shimon and Son, who knows how many years he spent developing the theory of Es. That every single Es Deriva, Kabet Es Avicha, Bereshit Bara, Es Hashemai, Es Arif, everyone, hundreds and hundreds of Es's, with books, notebooks filled with all of his Kedusha Torah, what every S stands for. He went to Bereishis, and he went to Shmos, and he went to Vayikra, and he went to Bamidbar, and he's a quarter of the way through Devarim, third of the way through Devarim, Pirush. Put the whole notebook away, as everything I did until then, my whole life's work is wrong. Unbelievable! You know what they do today in America? They push it. With the lab statistics, the lab man that he is. But they fudge it. They have a whole theory, a cancer theory, or this theory, and then it doesn't work somewhere along. So they fudge it. No. But the Midas, Emes, Torah, Emes, Pirish, stop. Avolo Tamidav, ready. Called Esim Shadarashta, Mat Healeh. He spent your whole life. There's Darshani Esim. What's going to be with it? Avolo Kishem, Shaki Balti, Skar Al Adrisha. Just as I received Tzar for the Grisha, where I darshan all the Essen, so I'm in Mekabal Tzar for the Grisha. Now they're backing out from all the Essen. You see a Meredith Yisod over here. That a person who darshan is wrong and he realizes that everything he said is wrong, he still gets Tzar for the Torah. It was all wrong. Doesn't matter against Tzar. The Rebbe suggests that in his introduction to the Asagas on the Rib. Subis. That even if what I'm saying is wrong, it makes no difference. Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even if it's wrong Talmud Torah, as long as the person at the time he was nervous didn't realize it was wrong, thought it was right, he's in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But of course, he's now Makabal Skar Alat Risha. Because the Emes, to fudge the statistics like they do in the modern day American labs, Chas V'Chalila, we have a Torah's Emes, not a Torah's Shek. Achavara Bakiva Vidarash as a Shemala Kehatil Rabba Tamidi Chachamim. This is the Gemara. That a person not only has to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also has to honor Tamidi Chachamim. And the Kutzka is fond of saying, Achavara Bakiva Vidarash, where's the Bakiva all this time? Where was he? They have never thought of it before. But the Kutzka quoted it like this. So Kiva said, we have such Tamidi Chachamim like a Shimon Amsov. Who are so devoted to the truth, the mamish of Kina of Es Hashem and Okefa Tira, the Rabbi Tamil Hachamim, the Kodesh Baruch was called Samo Emes, and the Talmud Chacham, who has such a midas of Emes, it could be included in the word Es. So I say this to our Chaim Erzin Tshuva. Chaim Erzin worked so hard to demonstrate certain positions, and he works, and he works, and he brings riot, he builds binyonim, nifloim, and edorim. And when he comes to the end, he says, I don't think it works. That's it. Pirish changed his mind, starts all over again. But notice, when he printed the tshuva, he printed the whole thing. He didn't just print the maskanas hadvar. He printed it as it went along. How he said this sheet, and then he got it back out. Then he had another sheet, and again he had it back out. To teach you the Haravad, he said, yeah, I can write it to him. All this is part of Jerusha. Jerusha means that the darshan, to look, to seek, to search, and it's ups and downs, not always so clear. Yes, it's true. It's possible to present Torah always on a silver platter. It's possible. You can do it, you can just leave out the complicated parts, you know, just stick to the main themes. It's much more pleasant. Rocher Dache Noam is easier. And I feel that. Although we should do that sometimes also, but there are times when we have to involve ourselves in what we call a drisha. Yes and no and a shayla and back and forth and interic. That's all part of the drisha satorah. And therefore, even though yesterday we had a little bit of problems towards the end of the shiur, what did Reb Chaim Eisel want? What did he say? He wasn't sure exactly. All part of drisha satorah, cheshka satorah, which is of course always important, especially now we're approaching Shavuot. Shavuot, we Pirkei Avos, Zira. It talks about the Memches Dvarim Shatara Dignus Man. That's what the rite of Kenyan Torah. All this is part of Jerusha. Jerusha means that the darshan, to look, to seek, to search, and it's ups and downs, not always so clear. Yes, it's true. It's possible to present Torah always on a silver platter. It's possible. You can do it, you can just leave out the complicated parts, you know, just stick to the main themes. It's much more pleasant. Rocher Dache Noam is easier. And I feel that. Although we should do that sometimes also, but there are times when we have to involve ourselves in what we call a drisha. Yes and no and a shayla and back and forth and interic. That's all part of the drisha satorah. And therefore, even though yesterday we had a little bit of problems towards the end of the shiur, what did Reb Chaim Eisel want? What did he say? He wasn't sure exactly. All part of drisha satorah, cheshka satorah, which is of course always important, especially now we're approaching Shavuot. Shavuot, we repeat Pirkei Avos, Zira. It talks about the Memches Dvarim Shatara Dignus Man. That's what the rites of Kenyan Torah. And you look there, you'll see how hard you have to work, put in time and charts again and again and again. This is therefore my introduction to the Shiur as we begin today. Today, though, I was trying to be a little bit wiser and do a little bit more careful analysis than I ought of what Reb Chaim was, since I figured out what the two main pieces that he said which he backed out from and what he did not back out from. And that was part of my problem in my presentation yesterday, because it backed up from some things and not from other things, and things that convoluted a little bit. So let's now start to explain what the theses were, what he backed out from and why, and what he did not back out from. Let's start with what he did not back out from. What he did not back out from was a very interesting Lishitoso, which he presented. Actually, there are two Lishitosos, which relate to the Rambam and the Raivis, which Reb Chaim Eisel never backed out from. One is already said by others as well, besides Reb Chaim Eisel, the Marcheshes also says this, that the Rambam and the Raivis, the Chachamim Tzumata, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, but this or what is Ra'al Achilas Kelev or not, Rambam says it is, and the Raivis says it's not, that connects the Rambam and the Raivis, the Chachamim Tumas Ochlin, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis Halacha Yudala, I believe, which talks about whether a food, which is Ein or Ra'al Achilas, Adam is a Mekabal Tumas or not Mekabal Tumas.
Shmini, is he considered a fool or is he not considered a fool? That's a very serious shaila. According to the Rambam, it's not considered a fool. Therefore, the Svar of Roar Lechameis Zacharis tells you, even though it's not considered a fool, it's Nisum Echilas Odom, Apo Fikei Tzorot Levar. But if it's Roar Lechilas, if it's Nisum Echilas Kelev, forget about it. But according to the Raivim, if it's Nisum Echilas Odom, it is considered a fool. It's the Kabbalah. So then why do you need the Svar of Roar Lechameya? It tells you, even if Nisum Echilas Kelev, then it's not a fool. Apo Fikei is an Yisrael case. That remained. There was no backtracking on that. Number two, Reb Chaim has an additional idea. He introduced another Amam in the Raivim. And Hilchos Chometz Matzah Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph. In the case of a situation where you had chometz which was edible, but became inedible before Pesach. What's it in that kind of situation? And he quotes the Amam in the Raivim, and again, it's hard to know the Shitasa. Whether a food. There's a concept called, again, we'll come to that concept as we go, called Snitzrach Meikara. So Ruach Meikara means it's considered putrid or rancid or inedible from the very beginning. So Machlokes was hiding from the very beginning, before it became a food. Right? That's the Raivin's definition, before it became a food. Or before it became Osa Tomei, as the case may be. And that ties it together, those two, that all remains. I'm not going to touch that. What does change is two major pieces which derive with the Chazanish, which the Primeizer has. The first is acceptance of the Chavaz Das. The Chavaz Das said to you so. It's important that what the main themes are, and then the peripheral themes. That's the problem. It's a long truth. The main, two main themes, the first one was the Chavaz Das. The Chavaz Das said that if I have, in Simon Kuf Gimel Sivkot Nalek, that if I have food which is Nifsal Mechilas Odom, so to tell me that I'm Pasha, that if I eat it while it's Nifsal Mechilas Odom, that's Pasha. I don't need a pasuk for that. I need the veil shein real again. That's shaloka derech achilasa. The Gemara is in the Pesachim. Now you're on Chavay, turn the Chavdala of the Beis. But the Gemara says, Kol Yisurim Shevetore and Lokan Aleim ala derech achilasa. And ain't Lokan means it's probably only awesome with the Rabbonon. And therefore the Pesachim say it's Vutam V'chol Hashem V'sakona. Based on the Gemara's over here. And that's based on a different pasuk. So it says you have to have a Maisa Achila. Has to be a Maisa Achila. If it's not a Maisa Achila, then you're not over. So if I have something which is Nifsum Achila Zodam, so it's by definition not a Maisa Achila. I need another Pesach, there ain't a real Ger for that. There's a Chesor in the Maisa Gavra, which is popping me from Malchus and not popping me from Nisa Doraisa. So therefore it's the Chavaz Das. So when is a Pesach needed for? The Pesach ain't a real Ger for Kerch, the Chavaz Das. You need it to teach you a Kiddush Gadol, that if at one point it ain't a royal Ger, and then subsequently, I make it royal again back all over again. I patchku with it and I make it edible all over again. So the terrace, the dinner says the Chavaz Das, that it is permissible. That's thesis number one. The only exception to the Chavaz Das is if it's omei lekach. If it's omei, not just as efshar royal lekach, to be fixed up. If it's omer the kav, if it's meant to be fixed up, then says the Chavaz Das, then in fact it's prohibited. But if it's just efshav a royal kav, then it's permissible. That's exactly the Zeres HaKosav of the Veil HaShem Ruel Ager. That's number one. The Primeizer started off subscribing to this thesis. Then he brought riots. I mean, Kedaka Makodesh, it's Gevaldig, a beautiful riots. To demonstrate this point. And I don't want to go over the riots again because they're going to slug them up at the end anyway. But just to briefly refresh your memory, he explained about Rav Nosson back to Agamar, Memheim et Beis, if you will. Memheim et Beis. He goes through the Sugya over here, which talks about the Machlokes HaTanoim. Pasha Ibsha Vinisla Milechal Adam, Kelav Yochala Ochla, Mitame Tubas Ochla, the Kibbetz of Nisrevis, and Matmea Bepesach, Vishirab Nasa Namro Eina Mitama, Kiman Ozla Ha, the Tana, the Tana, Kalama Vitaris, Kalam Yucha, the Ochal Adam, Tome, Ashi Yposa, Milechal, the Kelav Kiman, the Lok Rab Nasa. Those four lines Gemara, Rab Chaimaz goes back and forth, in the hair, with the Yisod of the Chavaz Das. But then, Rabbi Osai, he backs out. And that's the godless we said before in our introduction today. He had a psaraya berura to prove his point from the fact of what? That it was nisrefes im atzmeh v'pesach. Rashi explains, im truma tahori came in lochazi l'odam muta l'tama. Now wait a minute. Here the pas she'ipshon, it's roi l'chameh, according to the Rambam, Rosh and Ran, and the two brachas that talk about the same mitzvahs, it's roi l'shachek l'chameh, isis acheres. So it's roi, it can be fixed up. Afal pikei, says the Gemara. It can be burned. Why it's never status of truma? Why not? So here came that was a primary, it's roi brur to the chameh's das. But even though it can be fixed up, it's possible to fix it up, but it's not only the top. It's possible to fix up, despite the fact that it's possible to fix it up, nevertheless, because right now it's ipshut, any role of kilas adam, it is permissible. This is exactly what was the raya that the Achiezer brought. That's exactly why he could burn the truma. But then he backed out from the raya. He backed out from the raya by saying no. Truma is unique. If you look carefully in the sugya, we had a little bit in the first parak, Mishmeret Trumoso, he teaches us that you have to be very careful about truma. You can't allow it to be burned. You can't allow it to be go to waste. That only applies if it's edible. It's a special halacha by truma, suggests the Achiezer. It would not apply to the nevela, the treifin, to the chalim, and the chazer, and the dam, etc. It's only a special deal when it comes to what? When it comes to truma. If that's the case, we come out against the Chavos Das. But if I have food which is nifso machilat odom, but can be rehabilitated, can be made to go be royal achil all over again, in fact, suggests now the Achiezer, it is prohibited. And the Achiezer has very distinguished company in this vein. We somehow were convinced of the correctness of the Chavos Das position. Not everyone agrees. Yeshua showed me some cipher. What about the Pesach Chuba, correct? What's the Siman? Show me what the Talmid can look it up. The Chasam Sof was in Siman Peyal, the very beginning of the Chuba. Very beginning. Pei Zayin and Pesach Chuba, because I believe he quotes significantly from that Chasam cipher, where he says in the first paragraph of the Chuba, he says, if you have something which is kosher, but it's going to be misrakech. What does misrakech mean? It's going to soften. Right now it's too hard. It's inedible because it's so hard. But it's going to become soft. Then says the Chasam Sofer, in fact, it's called the Lizuro against the Chavos Das. Moreover, the Prima Godim, was also one of the Gedolei Apostles. Everyone knows, especially Yerodei, the Prima Godim. We can't move without the Prima Godim. Also says that it's awesome. Let me take exactly a maramokum, 1 second. It's a pre-megadim, simen kuf gimel, that's what a Chavos Das is. And the sif say das, it's cotton base, where he says against the Chavos Das, that if it's inedible, but it can be made edible all over again, in fact, it is prohibited. So now you have a threesome gagging up on the Chavos Das. We thought the Chavos Das is Torah Semis, after a primer that hold like him also. Number one, of primaries have changed his mind, backed out. And number two, he found two other allies for the opposition, the Prima Godin, as well as the Chasam Sofer. So now it's not at all possible. Now we have to say it's a big machlokas are poskim, and many poskim say, if it's inedible, the odom, but will become, if it can be made edible all over again, then in fact it's prohibited if it's made edible again. Okay, it's one of the other machlokas, the Chavos Das, with the other poskim. That's number one. So the Chaim always backed out from that thesis. Now one more second. Question. So why on Chometz for Pesach? What does it say over here? Hatpat she'ipsha chayim levar v'pnei sheror l'shocha l'chameres l'kameres. Who needs all this lumbus? And the Ran explains that ror l'shocha is like sa'or. So my Pesach is unique, it only applies to Pesach. Why only applies to Pesach? It should apply to Kol Yisrael Torah. So only a man like Chazon Ish was gutsy enough to say, yeah, that's what it means. It means it's called Torah Kula. That's not a separate thing that I pay for. But everyone else assumes it's a special thing that I pay for. It's derived from Sa'or. So the question that becomes, what's so special about Pesach? It should apply to Kol Yisrael Torah. It always should be that way. It's always that way. So here comes the Chaim Oizer and says, no, this is all in Sif Kof and Ches. That one paragraph I asked you to see where everything is concentrated. Well, he says, no. Pesach, if it wouldn't be for a Pesach, you'd say it's different. You know why? Because when was the Pat Ipsha over here? Before what? Come on. Before Pesach. So the passage was before Pesach. So if it wouldn't even this extra special din of Royal Chameah, Kama Isas Acheros, then what? Then what? It would have been considered Nifsal from the very beginning. And that's the special, Limud from Sa'or to teach you that you're Chayim anyway, even though it was Nifsal before Pesach. Mimeli understands that they're Chayim Oizer. The distinction between Nifsal the Adam and Nifsal the Kelet. Because Nifsal the Adam and it can be rehabilitated. So in fact, what? It's also we're suggesting now. Nifsal the Kelet is Mutter. Unless what? Not the Tefshar. Unless what? Omei. Unless Omei. Omei. So Septus says that so is Nifsal the Kelet, but it's Omei Lekaa. Omei Lekaa. But Pasha Ipsha, although it's royal Lekach, nevertheless the Rosh said if it's Nifsal Mikelev, it's no good. Nifsal Mikelev is Ein Tzarech Levar. Nifsal Mikelev would be Tzarech Levar. What's the difference? Adam is, no, it's Epshel's royal Lishcho. Royal Chamea can be rehabilitated. But once it goes to Nifsal Mikelev, then finish. What's the difference, says the primarizer? Nifsal Mikelev is Afra Ba'alma. Afra Bialma can never be reconstituted, forget it, it's over. Whereas if it's only what? If it's only, no, if it's only Nisra Mechila, it's Adam, it's not Afra Bialma, then it can be brought back to life as an Issa. Oh, when it comes to Omei Leka, then even though it's Nisra Mechila, it can still come back. Why? Kach goes your Torah, Kach goes your Ateva, that's just the nature of things. It's always that way. And therefore, it's a different svar. Okay, we'll come to the details. There are details in that, but we'll come to that a little bit later. Yes. I'm sorry. It comes to chametz. The reason why the need to give us the svar of roar the chametz zacheres is to teach us that even though the pasha ipsha became nisra before Pesach, so you might have thought, oh, this is different than all the things. All other Isser, first it's an Isser. First it's an Isser. Then it becomes Nifsa. Right? But Pesach, you might have thought it's better than that. Because Pesach became Nifsa before it became an Isser. So you might have thought that it's in that situation, it's Nifsa Mechilas Adam, even though it's Roy, even though it can be made edible again, maybe Pesach, the Isser by Pesach is unique, it's more Kal. Why is it more Kal? Because it became Nifsa before the starting line, before Pesach began. So Mashmana is not that way. That's exactly what the Achiezer says. This is a summation, I told you until now, of the last paragraph of the, I believe the last paragraph of the Kod Ches, the one that was on the Marmakos. We summarize it now, a clean break, okay? We just finished part one of Achiezer. Well, yesterday took us a long time, because we mixed in a couple of things, we're going back and forth. We just finished now, we just cleaned it out. Yes, Dave. Yes, by the way, I just answered Mary. The question was, Chaim Oizer holds that if it's Nifsal Me'achilas Adam, and it can be made to be Royal Adam again, then in fact it is Osir, against the Chavad Das. Chavad Das said it's Mutter, or Chaim Oizer at the end said it's Osir, like Chassam Sofer and the Prima Godin. If it's Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, then it's not that way. Unless it's over the Kach, then the Psul Kelev doesn't make doesn't mean anything. It's all Svar, that's also part of the Svar. The reason why you roll the Chameh Adubi to Sa'or says around is because otherwise we'd say Chameh is more Kal because it becomes Nifsa before Pesach sets in. Ad Khan, part one of the Chaim Oizer, we thought like the Chameh Adubi and he backed that. Fine. Now part two. It's really not that difficult. You just divide it into its component parts. Part two is another verse. There are a number of questions. A number of questions which have to be answered against the, according to the Rambam. A number of questions. One, the Rambam said in Ichos Tumas Ochlin. Let's remember that. Number one, Rambam says, Nivsal me'achilas adam et enam akabal tum. Okay? Problem. The Mishnah says it is makabal tum. Problem. The Mishnah says it is makabal tum of Pashuk Shah. The Mishnah is right over here in front of us. Look over here. Kalam of Mataris, Kalam Yuchal, Ocha Adam, Tamesh, Yvosa, Mizachal, Akel. Pashuk Shah. That's Kasha number one. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Pas she'ipsha, the nifsle b'lechol otam, b'kelem b'yochol ochlo, b'tame tumas ochlo, the price, the ferish of price, the pas she'ipsha, is b'kabal tumo, even though it's nifsle b'lechol otam. So there are two problems with the Rambam sheet. One is the price of pas she'ipsha, one is the Mishnah of Antares that's quoted over here. Oh. So Rav Chaim Oizer has two mahalchim. The one which we got really caught up with at the very end of the Shia, which we never got out of, clearly, is the Chaim Oizer also backed out. That's, you know, so, but I want to tell you, B'kitz and Nimrit anyway, the Chiba of Inyan, the Shia of Chaim Oizer, how he worked on it. If Chaim Oizer said, and he was B'chavit to Meiri on one prop, didn't have a Meiri to say. And this might depend on Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir holds, we saw, if you recall, first in Abdal in the days, Rabbi Meir holds the Nost, the Talmud of Gam is also. Ah, it is a pasuk. No, the pasuk tells go anywhere the ger mukila mashin hitter v'kasev the velim. It's memdal and mevei, the third from the last line of the page of Tosis. U'mashin hitter hakasev the vela mukila b'saruach meikara. You hear this? Saruach meikara according to Rabbi Meir. But what about Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says no. Saruach meikara is a svar. I don't need a pasuk. So therefore, you have anywhere the ger includes everything. Fine, include even if the case was the Ruach Achaka. Because no style of Gam is mutter. Sedra the Achiez of the Kitsu Nimrits. I'm not going to go into too much detail because at the end it doesn't work for the time. It goes as follows. The Rambam Pasnak of Shimon, that no style of Gam is in fact a mutter. The Mishnah is Rameh, it's not Mishnah Rameh. The Brides will presume it goes according to Rameh also, there's no proof. Tanarabona, but it could have gone Kwantari Meir. The Kwantari Meir holds that no sin time with God is usur. So therefore, even though it tastes bad, it's still considered to be a food. That's what it means. It's still considered to be food. So therefore, it says it's Makabal Tumma, if it's royal, as long as it's royal Kelev, and therefore it's Pas Shimsha, even though it's Nifstal Melechalot and Kelev Yachalachla, it's Makabal Tum. It goes all Kwantari Meir. The Rama passes like a Shimon, he passes against the Mishnah, and he passes against the Brisa. And again, what's the major logical point over here? It all depends, is it derived from a Svara, or is it derived from a Pasuk? Oh. Yeah?
Especially the Rama says that it's right. Therefore, you still have a shame. Therefore, the Rambam would say,
no,
it's different when it comes to
that. That might solve Pas Shimsha, so it wouldn't solve the Mishnah and Taurus, right? It only would solve half the problem. If you're right, it would only solve half the problem. But comes along the Achiezer and Sivkot and Yud, and he backs out from this whole binyan. Beautiful binyan, Meir, Shimon, and I left out half the details. Backs out from the whole thing. You know why? Because the Rambam, in fact, does quote a Pasuk. He does quote a Pasuk. The pasuk, of course, is not referring to what we explained. It doesn't refer to Saruach Meikara. If it's Saruach Meikara Mamash, it was disgusting. Before it ever became a food, then Avad is based upon a Svara. But the weird discussion, which is our main topic, where it was a food, but it became Saruach before the critical point in time, before it became either Tomei or became Usur, that's the major topic of discussion over here, then they are in fact derived from a pasuk. It's not derived from a svara. So if he derives it from a pasuk, and that's not derived from a svara, then already the whole shtickle Torah is shver. Again, the Pas Shimsha is shver, and the Mishnah is shver. You can't just say, yeah, this goes according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds of the town of Gam is also. therefore be a pas shibsha as mekabel tumah. And if it's that, and if it's nechala, then it's mekabel tumah. That's according to the shitas of the mission of the price. Because la halacha not. Because la halacha we consider it to be afra bi'alma, not mekabel tumah. Not true. Because the Rambam himself does quote a pasuk in this regard. Kitzi, he takes a whole thing and he puts it down. So now we're going to start all over again. We're going to start with these two questions again. All right. Whatever we said until now is a binyan, which he built up beautifully in Sifkat Tess. You can look it up again if you want. And he knocked it down beautifully in Sifkat Yud. Build it up. Boina olamasu machriva. Mahu afato. Boina olamasu machriva. Boina olamasu machriva. Now back to square one. Back to square one. Comes along of Chaim Arzim Tzifkot Yud Aleph, and the last Tzifkot in the whole Tshuva, with the following Chiddush Gadol. A number of Chiddush Gadol. The answer to the question of Pat Shibsh is as follows. The Rambam and Ilchus Tumas Oklim said, listen carefully please, and if it's Nifsal Mi'achilat Odom, it's not Mekabel Tumah, 1 second please. If Nifsal Mi'achilat Odom is not Mekabel Tumah, is referring to a case of Chaim Arzim of E. Efshel Atake. It cannot be brought back to be royal of them anymore. Whereas Pasha Ipsha, the reason why it is Mekabel Tumah, not that Shalok Halacha, forget that the things you're a bear, Shimon, forget the whole story. Different world. Here's Efshel Atake. Whereas Efshel Atake, it is Mekabel Tumah. Yes, David, your question. Two questions we're trying to answer. The Rambam says that the Dover which is Eina Royal Achilas Odom is not Mekabel Tumah. That's against the Brice and against the Mishnah. The Brice is Pas Sheibsha is Metamek, even though it's Nifsal Milechal Odom. And the Mishnah says Meferish, that Kalama Bataris, Kalam Yuchal Ochal Odom Tomei Sheibas Milechal Akelev. So the Brice and the Mishnah are both against the Rambam. So the first Teres of Chaim was again with the Brice and the Mishnah, like a Meir. And the Rambam says, like I'm Shimon, it's a Valdig and Teres, one's a Pasuk, one's a Svara, but it didn't work out. Again, I don't want to go into that all over. You look inside, you'll see it. It doesn't work out exactly. So the new Teres is, no, everything's Kedas and Kedin. The Brice of me is Mekabel Tumah. It is Mekabel Tumah, it's Halachal Amaisa. But all of this Efshel Atake, when the Rambam and Ilchus Tumas Olchon said that it's not Mekabel Tumah, it's about Efshel Atake. You can't bring it back. And if so, not Mekabel Tumah. If you could bring it back, then it is Mekabel Tumah. That's Teres number one. Sure, Teres Gemara. Royal Shokol L'chamei Mekabel Tzvacheres. You can bring it back to a situation where it's considered a food, as the Brian said before. Well, that's the goal of the whole other stuff. You can throw it into the dough, it'll become melded into the dough. We discussed it also yesterday. That was a Svara which some Poskim had, others didn't have. Chazanish had it, Chaim other physical season didn't have it. Come back to those again, small points for the moment. We're talking about the main point. Now the big question is the mission. What does the mission say about that? The mission, look inside, just read it. The whole mission is one line. And that we have to know. Klalava Bitaris. Klamiyukalam Tomash Yipsa Melechala Kelev. That's the mission. So the mission seems to say, know what? That in fact it is Mekabel Tumah. If it's Nifsal La'odah, but not Nifsal La'kelah. And the Rambam said, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So the first test was the Mishnah of maybe Pasuk of Shimon, but now we chucked that Teres, we're back in square one. So before answering that question, I'm going to have to answer a Yiddish Avei. I have to answer another question. But this, Rabbi, is the last question. So don't think this is it. This is the way down our last turn. We're now rounding the third base. Coming to the end of the truth. The truth is this last question, I saw first in the Chazon Ish. Chazanish asks this question and gives no answer. If you saw the Rambam Talmud, you saw it. He gives a question with no answer. What's the other question like this? The Gemara says, Keman the lo karabi nosa. Now wait a minute. The question is raised. What's Rabbi Nosson talking about? And what's the Mishnah talking about? Mishnah Rabbi Nosson Amar, we saw the line before, Eina Metama. So what does that mean? Pashim Shami is not Makabal Tumah. It's not Makabal Tumah. What does the Mishnah say? Kalamah Bitaris. Kalamah Yucha La'ocha Adam Tameh Shih Pasim B'Lech Al-Kelem. So again, if it means it's not Makabal Tumah.
No, Mitamah, Rav Nos, Mishim Rav Nos, number Eina Mitamah, does not mean it's not Makabal Tumah, it is not Mitamah Acherim. Why is it not Mitamah Acherim? Why not?
Only one reason why it's not Matam Acher. Only one possible reason. Only one possible reason. What is that? Come on. Use your head. Why, if something is Tame, why should it be Matam Acher? Only one way out. Yeah? Why can't it be Tame something else? So why? So what? Say the word. Yes, why?